This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All games are, some gave all, some stood through for the red.
If you listen to the show, you know about the commitment to the military and to patriotism, what makes this country great. So I'd be doing a disservice not to bring up a few friends on this day, the first day of Memorial Day weekend, and remind you again to make sure you share with your kids why it's so important. Joining us on the phone is Katie Stack. She was 19 years old when she was left a widow. Lieutenant Corporal James Stack of Arlington Heights was killed in 2010, and their one-year-old daughter, Michaela, was in fatherless. In 2011, as a small effort to send care packages to service members overseas in memory of Lieutenant Corporal Stack, has now grown into a massive and hugely successful event in the northwest suburbs, Help USA Troops. Katie Stack is extremely busy, but I appreciate you taking the time to make sure that everybody else knows what you're doing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. Obviously, condolences on your loss. It seems so many years ago, but it really isn't to you, and it never will be, and to your little girl as well. I assume Michaela's great?
Yeah, she's doing really good, actually. She's playing softball, getting ready for summer break, and I think we all are.
And she has a sister, too, doesn't she now?
Yeah, my little girl, she's five, too,
oh.
So she's in kindergarten,
so
yeah.
Cute.
Well, Katie, you're an amazing story because that's the type of thing that can stop anyone at any age, and you'd be totally entitled just to curl up in a ball, but you've really made something special out of all of this.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And still at your very young age. So tell me about Help USA Troops. What is it?
So it's a packing drive that we do once a year, but that's definitely not all we do. So in the month of March, we go around to different restaurants and different facilities, and we drop a box off. And I think we're up to 55 locations at the moment. And so we drop off our box, and then we collect all of the we collect just personal needs that they are having trouble receiving or getting when they are overseas. Shampoo, conditioner, beef jerky is a...
That's a big hit.
Yeah, exactly.
I like your website is great. I love it says one box at a time until they all come home, because that's still the ultimate goal is we want everybody home.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this until they all come home. So, and then what we also do is we put a little letter in there saying, this is in support, in memory of my husband. And then after we get it all filled, we, and also another big hit is Girl Scout cookies. We, there was an organization that actually donated 5,000 Girl Scout cookies this year.
How about that?
Yeah.
Help us out. What Girl Scout cookies ship best? Which of them are the best to ship?
I mean, honestly, any of them, especially because we do it in April, so the heat isn't too exasperating yet. But definitely, I mean, chocolate always melts, but no one has complained about getting the peanut butter. I don't know any of the names about the peanut butter and chocolate
I think that or, tag along, yeah.
Or Samoa's favorite.
I would eat one of those melted, no
if
problem.
If anybody complains about a tag along, they're obviously not a good person.
Exactly.
So, Katie, you're collecting these things all year long. And I know on the website we have the shopping list for the troops. It has the hygiene items, pocket-sized food, candy and gum, powdered drinks, miscellaneous, hacky sacks, Ziploc bags, things you just don't even think about. You could go do that. And then how do people get this stuff to you if they don't drop it in one of the boxes?
Well, our contact info is on our website. So you can always contact us, and we will meet you somewhere and pick up the stuff.
Wow.
Because we also have a storage locker. We have actually a really big storage locker, and we're working on getting a pod to store all of the stuff that doesn't expire.
Well, it also sounds like you could use some corporate sponsorship, too. So if anybody's listening from the business side and would like to throw a little money at this, you certainly would be appreciated.
And speaking of money, money is helpful because it costs you money to send these things over there, right?
Yeah, it costs $16.10 to send a box.
Wow.
So, but with that, we also have to pay fees for the shipping website and everything else. So it comes out to about $17 a box. And this year, we were able to send 1,200 boxes.
That's, like, amazing. Can I ask you one question?
Of course.
If people ask Michaela about her dad, you know, I know she was only one, but does she have anything that she has to say about him?
She lives in him. Like, she talks about him all the time, and she's always wanting to know more and learn the stories about him when he was growing up and what we were like when we were dating, because we were actually together in high school.
Aww.
And so she loves learning about all of those stories, and she really likes learning what he'd like to do, and she definitely tries and follows in his footsteps.
Yeah, that should make you feel very good. It should make you feel wonderful. And she sounds like a great kid.
She is. She's a really good kid.
Help USA Troops. Help USA Troops. .com. So get on the website. Do what you can. And I know you got to get back to business here. So thank you for coming on.
She's taking some kids to school today.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Got to have your priorities, yeah, Katie Stack.
A couple.
All right. All the best.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
And because of people like her, you know, husband, we get 3 days off, but...
That's what it is. It's not a mattress sale.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's great if you buy a mattress this weekend. It's great if you buy a car this weekend. It's great if you go out and have a barbecue. You hang out with your friends. But don't forget what Memorial Day is here for. It's to remember people like Lieutenant Corporal James Stack, who died in 2010. How about you're 19 years old, you got a one-year-old, and you get a call or you get a visit that you never want because your husband's been killed in action.
No. And then you turn that into something productive.
It's amazing.
I would lay in my bed.
Yeah. I don't know how you just want to curl up in a ball, as I said. I've been lucky enough through all these years on the radio. And Dave, you've been around for an awful lot of these where you meet people who have gone through a living hell like none of us could imagine. And what do? They march right back into it to help others.
Yeah. They turn it into something, an awful situation, into something positive. It's amazing.
It really is.